AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A big snowstorm is headed to western New York. Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a state of emergency.
It's not just the volume, 2 to 4 feet the first night. We could possibly see anywhere from 4 to 6 feet total between now and Sunday. It is the rate of snow that is most concerning. It went from 3 to 4 inches an hour.
And a source tells the AP the NFL is moving Sunday's Bills-Cleveland Browns game in Buffalo to Detroit because of snow. And it's not just New York. Forecasters warn of accumulations of 2 feet or more of snow in parts of northern Michigan through Sunday. The acting police chief in Uvalde, Texas, is stepping down. Lieutenant Mariano Pargas is the second police leader to lose his job in the fallout since the massacre in May, where hundreds of officers waited more than an hour to confront a gunman inside a classroom at Robb Elementary School. 19 people were killed in Texas. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not take a Democratic leadership role in the House when Republicans take control. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Pelosi is 82, as is number 3 House Democrat Jim Clyburn. Top Deputy Steny Hoyer is 83, and not long after Pelosi's speech said he too will stay in Congress but step down from leadership. Clyburn has said he wants to keep a leadership spot but also looks forward to helping the new generation, specifically noting the trio of Hakeem Jeffries, Catherine Clark, and Pete Aguilar. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And with Republicans taking control in the House, Ohio's Jim Jordan says there will be investigations of President Biden.
The only way you can hold people accountable and hopefully stop the behavior is to present it to the country. That's what we got to do. So we're committed to doing it in an aggressive fashion, but in a way that's consistent with the Constitution.
Worries about more interest rate hikes had stocks lower. The Dow finished down 7 points. This is AP News. Ram heavy-duty pickups are being recalled because of risks of engine fires.
Stellantis says the recall covers nearly 250,000 Ram pickup trucks in the U.S. because transmission fluid can leak and cause engine fires. Ram 2500 trucks from model years 2020 through 2023 and Ram 3500 trucks from 2020 through 2022 are included in the recall. The company says heat and pressure can build up in the transmission, expelling fluid from the dipstick tube. If the fluid hits a hot engine part, a fire can start. Stellantis is working on a repair. I'm Mike Hempen.
Police say a man with an axe and a sword went into the lobby of the New York Times building and asked to speak to the political section, then handed over his weapons and waited for emergency personnel when he was denied entry. He was taken to a hospital for evaluation. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.